chapter, and it is on the prohibition. That is, that you thought you are too clever, but in fact you are too stupid. You are not following your imam, and you are doing things before he does. Before he goes into ruku, you go. Before he goes into sajda, you start going. So the warning is that may Allah not change your face into the face of a donkey. Or yaj'alullah soon to see his face, it turned out to be that of a donkey. That alim, that scholar, muhaddith explained that he once tested the truth of this hadith by preceding the imam from salah, and Allah transformed his face into that of a donkey. And to test anything of deen, it's a very, very serious crime. That there is a chapter where there is encouragement that a person must verify whatever he say and whatever he relates. There is also one great calamity of the tongue, that whatever we hear, we just go and mention it, we speak about it. The requirement is what we hear and we want to speak about it, or we want to establish me, you saw the moon. I say, no, I hardly know anything about sighting the moon. They say, no, people phone from Azadwell, they say you have seen the moon. So we have to verify all matters. Don't just speak just what we hear, we speak about it. First verify properly, find out what is the reality of the matter. Family matters, business matters, we call. Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, kafa bil mar'i kadiban an yuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's sufficient for a person that he gets written down as a liar by Allah, also a liar. And to lie on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make up a hadith which is not a hadith. And this we have to be very careful. Whenever we give talks, we many times get carried away. And anything we just say, okay, it is in the hadith like this. This is a very big sin. A person must verify. When he wants to say it's hadith, he did this for me, he did for me, which in actual fact it is not so. Just to spite the other wife, she is saying all these things. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الْمُتَشَبِّعُ بِمَا لَمْ يُؤْتَى كَلَبَاسِ ثَوْبَي الزُّورِ. A person who speaks of things which he has not, that person who is giving a false impression amongst people. وَأَنْ يَتَزَيَّأَ بِزَيِّ أَهْلِ الزُّهْدِ وَالْعِلْمِ وَالثَّرْوَى. For example, he dressed such a way that the people think there is a big Sufi, a big Buzurg. But he's no Sufi, he's no Buzurg. He's just dressing like a Sufi. So he's giving a wrong impression to people. So this is not so. We should be very careful. Many people, even when we give bayans, we heard something from somebody, but then we narrate it as though this is my research. And we give the impression that I'm a great researcher, but it is actually somebody else's work. We are stealing from somebody else, and we don't attribute it to that person. We don't say, Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they did not comply to the words of Allah Ta'ala, yet they claim themselves to be the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. The complete opposite. So to discount their claim, which they are making, that they are the chosen ones of Allah Ta'ala, Allah puts them to an acid test. At that level, then everyone knows he wants to meet his beloved. So, and the only way to meet Allah Ta'ala is through the breach of death. And a person gives up this dunya's life and he cherishes the life of akhirat, jannat, etc. So if that desire is there, then that is a sign that a person loves Allah. It's until he gives his life. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he's passing away, his wife is crying that you are going to leave us. He says, don't cry. Because when I die, I'm going to meet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm going to be meeting the Sahaba. So it's a day of happiness and a day of rejoicing. He doesn't want to go there. If he has made his preparations, he will be happy to go. So Allah Ta'ala says that they will never desire that because they don't have made no preparations. Wallahu alimum bizzalimin. Or Allah ko khub malum hai sab gunahgar. And Allah knows all the wrongdoers. Qalbi wa shahada. Phir tumko phere jaoge us chupe aur khule janne wale ke paas. then you will be returned to Him who knows all the open things and all the hidden things. Everything Allah knows. And finally, death has to overtake every person, and you have to be returned to Allah Ta'ala. That is a thing which every person should cherish. May Allah bring us a reality into our lives. For that we have to make effort. And then a person is happy when he's passing away, and he goes happily on his journey.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Start looking for faults of one another. Then that faults will come out. That person will feel disgraced and humiliated, and people will talk bad about him. And if all start doing this, everyone will have bad thoughts about others, and will talk and will think evil about others. There won't be any trust left between. The evidence is very clear. You can see from his beard, the drops of wine are still falling. فقال حضر عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ said, إِنَّا قَدْ نُهِينَا عَنِ التَّجَسُّسِ. We have been forbidden to go and look for the faults of people. That even if we think somebody is drinking, to look out for their faults and to try and find the faults of one another, this is not permissible. And this is very sad. It happens in our immediate family also, in our immediate community also. And looking for faults of one another, this is not permissible. Babu nahyi an su'il zan bil muslim min ghayri dharur. Their thinking is haram. There are certain thoughts that are compulsory. For example, to have good thoughts about Allah, Rasul Jalla Jalaluhu, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. All these thoughts are compulsory to have. Then there are those thoughts which are wajib. And wajib, that is the wajib. Then there are permissible thoughts. Like for example, we see people doing wrong clearly. Now it's permissible that you think that this person is doing wrong, is doing haram. But to take action on that is not permissible unless you think that it wronged the person, to find faults in them, that is also haram. Then there is a case where there are both options. You can have good thoughts about a person or bad thoughts about a person. There it is that you think good about that person and give up the bad thoughts. So thoughts which just come to every person while we are awake, thoughts. One more hadith which has been explained already, that إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنَّ فَإِنَّ الظِّنَّ ظَنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. Beware of thoughts. This whole explanation was on this hadith. For thoughts are such that they are the biggest liars. Now our thoughts that come just after Allah Ta'ala, is it short? It is Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a very, very great and high and honorable position. Allah starts the surah with Noon, which is called the Hurufi Muqatta'at. That is those words, the meanings of which are known only to Allah. Right away, they will bury it with respect. So the pen has got also great, great honor in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. According to other Mufassiri, and the today's pen is the keyboard. It is also the pen by which we are typing, but we are actually writing. We are writing a text message, etc. It is the same thing. Believers, non-believers, Allah knew it and Allah had it written down. And then after this, Allah Ta'ala explains the great position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for which this great oath was taken. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. تو نہیں اپنے رب کے فضل سے دیوانہ. محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الہی یقاو ذرعی درد دل جمرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھے